Well, today the U.S. Treasury Department announced sanctions against about two dozen individuals and companies following Iran's announcement that it conducted a ballistic missile test earlier this week. It is the first official action taken after President Trump tweeted earlier this week that Iran had been put on notice. The president also tweeted this morning, quote, "Iran is playing with fire." Just part of a big foreign policy week in Washington. And joining us for more on that is Michelle Kellerman, NPR correspondent covering the State Department. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, nice to be here.
And what more do we know about these Iran sanctions and the administration's posturing toward Iran?
Well, basically, what the Trump administration did was they added more names to a sanctions blacklist. Under previous executive orders, they listed companies and individuals in Iran, the Gulf, and in China that are allegedly involved in Iran's ballistic missile program. Now, Jeremy, officials point out that this is not a violation of the nuclear deal with Iran. The U.S. has always said that it's going to push back on provocative behavior from Iran, including ballistic missile tests. And this is precisely what the Trump administration did. I would say what's new here is the speed with which the administration acted. The U.S. ambassador to the U.N. also had urgent consultations earlier this week in the Security Council after this Iranian missile launch.
The U.S. ambassador to the U.N. being Nikki Haley, former governor of South Carolina, who also made some comments at the U.N. yesterday about Russia and its involvement in Ukraine. Let's listen.
We do want to better our relations with Russia. However, the dire situation in eastern Ukraine is one that demands clear and strong condemnation of Russian actions.
She went on to criticize Russia's actions in Crimea. So what do you make of this, Michelle? And what happened to the idea of, as she said, trying to better the relationship with Russia?
Well, I think they do want better relations with Russia, especially when it comes to fighting ISIS. But there's been this flare-up of fighting in eastern Ukraine that, you know, the U.S. had to respond to. And both Haley and Secretary of State Rex Tillerson were pretty tough on Russia when it came to Ukraine during their confirmation hearings. On the Crimea specifically, she said that, you know, Crimea-related sanctions are going to continue until Crimea is returned to Ukraine. But I would note that there are other sanctions, Jeremy, that are related to Russia's actions in eastern Ukraine and meddling in U.S. elections. She was careful not to mention those, so maybe we can see some wiggle room ahead.
It'll be interesting to see what happens with that, given all of the talk that there has been about improving relations with Russia. Also, Michelle, yesterday the Trump administration released a statement on Israel, surprising to some, saying, quote, "While we don't believe the existence of settlements is an impediment to peace, the construction of new settlements or the expansion of existing settlements beyond their current borders may not be helpful in achieving that goal." Is that a tougher statement on Israel than people were expecting from the Trump administration?
I think it is. But let's remember that the statement was put out after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu suggested that he would okay new settlements. That's something that hasn't happened in many, many years. So the White House seems to have been responding to that and making sure that while it doesn't see settlements as an obstacle to peace, it also doesn't want to green light a major expansion of what's already there. But even with this caveat, Trump's approach is a big change from the Obama administration. Under Obama, the U.S. criticized all settlement activity on land that Israel captured in 1967. These are areas that the Palestinians seek for a future state. And President Obama was always clear that it was a problem in peace negotiations.
There was also some drama this week about a phone call the president, President Trump, had with the Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. The Washington Post reported that the call turned sour. Now Trump is calling that report fake news, and the Australian Prime Minister said the conversation ended courteously. What do we know? Was there a dispute? Was there a touchy phone call between these two world leaders?
Well, there is a dispute over this arrangement that the Obama administration made with Australia, and that is to resettle over 1,200 refugees who tried to make it to Australia but were shipped off to these Pacific Island nations where they've been languishing in what we're told is pretty awful conditions. The State Department, after this phone call, did say that out of respect for Australia, they called it a friend and an ally, the U.S. will honor the agreement. But it also doesn't mean that all these people are going to show up right away. These refugees still have to go through the careful vetting that the U.S. already has in place. And remember, Trump's executive order has put the refugee program on hold for the time being, with some exceptions when it's in the national security interests.
Michelle, just a few seconds left, but how are people — you've been covering the State Department for many years — how are people there responding to Rex Tillerson, the new secretary?
Well, I think there's just relief that there's somebody here on the job, because this, you know, the executive order on refugees and visas came before he was here and before the State Department knew that they had a man in place to be able to deal with things like this.
That's NPR correspondent Michelle Kelleman, who covers the State Department. Thank you.
Thank you.